inside of everyone's heart is a fairness scale. And when things don't balance out on the scale, it causes an internal friction inside of the person. The person starts to get upset when they see unfairness take place. Anger is often the result. But we have to teach our children how to address some of the unfairness in life, because some of the unfairness that they experience leads them to inappropriate anger. They need to be able to address this inside their own hearts.
And the reality is that often what they're looking for, what they think is fair, really isn't fair. They want something more. They want something special. They want to elevate themselves. And we're not even going to address that fair issue with them then. We need to teach children that each child is going to be treated according to their own uniqueness.
Sometimes parents contribute to the problem by trying to satisfy the fairness scale inside of the child's heart. They do that by giving them equal amounts. The result is that it just increases the desire for the child to find life to be a balanced place. And we all know that life isn't fair. Life is a place where things don't happen equally for every person, and we must learn how to accept that. We must learn to work within that environment. It's all part of what it means to be successful in life. The person who's angry all the time because life isn't fair is the person who develops a bitterness inside because they're not getting what other people get. They deserve more. Children must give up this idea that life is fair or that they should get the same as other people. Otherwise, it's going to create some internal struggles for them for the future.
What we want to do is be equipping each one of our children to manage themselves, deal with their own strengths and weaknesses, deal with their own lot in life. This is what you need to be managing, and not looking to the right or to the left at what everybody else is doing, but what are you responsible for and what do you need to be doing right now? That really needs to be the focus of your heart.
Now, sometimes parents, I think, contribute to this problem by arguing with their kids about the things that they do have. It is true that gratefulness for what you have offsets this fairness scale, so you're not relying on it to determine what's just and right in the world. However, when parents spend a lot of time arguing for a child that says, here's all the things you have, then sometimes that argument produces in children the same kind of problem because it validates in some children this fairness scale that they're trying to balance out. Parents are trying to feed the other side of the scale with information. What we need to do is teach our children that we must accept what we have, be content to live within the limits that we have or the boundaries that we have, and make the most of that. Everybody's different. Not everybody is the same. And so treating everybody the same is a mistake, and God doesn't do that with us. We read in the scriptures that some get 5 talents, some get 2 talents, some get 1 talent. We must not compare ourselves to others, but take what God has given to us, maximize that, and do what God wants us to do with those pieces.
I think sometimes as parents, we become frustrated with unfairness. So then when the child starts complaining for fairness, it just pushes a button, and we're not quite sure how to respond to that. So I think as parents, first we need to deal with it in our own hearts, realizing that fair doesn't mean equal. It's not going to be the same for everyone. We all have our own path that we're on. Just coming to that realization in our own hearts as parents then can help us to communicate that to our children in a way that's effective.
You'll see this in the life of a child, usually with 2 emotions. One is this righteous indignation of anger that this isn't fair, or the other is disappointment that I'm not getting what other people are getting. When you see those emotions, it's important to pull back and dialogue about those. It looks to me like you're evaluating life based on equality and not getting what you think you should get, and therefore you're experiencing these emotional challenges. We want to help children see what's happening, and then we want to adjust what they believe so that they can respond differently.
So as parents, we want to empathize with the child's frustration, their disappointment, their feelings of hurt, but also help them to think differently about life, not give in to it, but help them to respond in a different way and grow in this area.
It's important for children to learn how to deal with the unfairness of life. It starts in the family, and the way that we parent children can often lead them to accept differences instead of trying to compare themselves or compete with one another.